Hey, greetings everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, hope you're having a great day. Want to come to you and bring a teaching. This is kind of teaching and discernment article or audio, I should say. The government will be upon him. The government will be upon him. Yeah, I've been warning for years about this false movement in American and global Christianity called Christian nationalists. Yeah, they're growing and getting more and more bold and stronger. They're the ones that are linking their false faith, their worldly, denominational, ecumenical, churchianity faith with politics of the day. These are dominionist groups. They believe in taking dominion in the seven mandates of the culture. They talk about government, sports, entertainment, education, taking over these groups in the so-called name of God so they can take the world back, and then God's going to rule from their government. But it is not scriptural whatsoever. I want to talk about this and warn you about these false men. Jesus, nor Paul, nor Peter were ready to fight the Roman Empire and the evil that it was. Nope. They lived for God. They preached the gospel, and they did it unto death. And that's how the world was changed, not by politics of man. These false dominionist men will often use the following verses I'm going to share with you to say that Jesus, the government's going to be upon him, so we got to elect government officials and we got to take back the government. This is a total lie, total scripture twisting. First thing I want to say is Jesus said this in John 18:36 when he was talking at his trial. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Yeah, Jesus' kingdom is not of this current culture, okay? The god of this world is Satan. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the god of this culture. And so God's kingdom is found inside his people today, in our hearts and minds. He rules in us. And then one day, it's going to come in power and glory at his return and be a physical kingdom on this new earth. But that's not for today. You know, these people are fighting to get these false so-called Christians in office. I just recently heard one woman who's a congressman. She's a rabid gun advocate. I'm not against guns, but I'm also not for arming yourself to fight and shoot and kill in the name of God. She said this statement. She said, "Did Jesus have enough AK-47s and AR-15s, enough guns? No, apparently not, because he couldn't stop his government from crucifying him." And then she laughed. Yeah, this is the corrupt form of violent, dominionist, heretical Christianity that is making its way into politics. No, it should not be so of God's true people. I'm going to call it out and expose it. They love to use these verses, ready, to say that the government will be upon his shoulder, so they got to be a Christian government for Jesus. Isaiah 9:6-7. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon this kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Yeah, when is that talking about? We'll get to that in a minute. It isn't earth today. Or they use Isaiah 22:21. "And I will clothe him with thy robe and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government unto his hand, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah." Yeah, those verses, what are they talking about? The future reign of Christ after the tribulation, after Satan is vanquished, after Christ returns in flaming fire. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-10 talks about him coming in flaming fire, destroying those that don't know God and obey the gospel. He's going to bring his government in. We can't establish his government today in this antichrist world we're living in. He's going to come and vanquish all of that evil. Then he will rule with his government after tribulation, after his glorious return. I'm going to tell you what Christ said we're supposed to be doing today, and it's not running for political office. Ready? Here's some verses that tell you about Christ's rule. Revelation 2, verse 27. He shall rule with them with a rod of iron, and the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. Oh yeah, Christ is going to rule in the future. Revelation 12, 5. And she shall bring forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God, unto his throne. Yeah, Christ is going to rule in the future, not in current government systems. How about Revelation 19, 15? And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. Yeah, we are not supposed to take over the government of this world today. The New Apostolic Reformation groups, the Word of Faith groups, the Dominionist groups, they're all a false way, started by these heretic men in the last days with twisted scriptures, false gospels, worldliness, and carnality. No, these wicked false men. All right, I had to stop there because a local siren went off for some reason. These wicked false men will use those verses to try and say that we got to set up a government for Christ today. No, Christ is coming to destroy man-made government. He's going to rule with a rod of iron at his future return. Make sure your knee is already willingly bent to the kingship of Jesus Christ through the gospel, faith, repentance, being born again, holiness and obedience because of his shed blood, enduring in the faith. And you will not be forced, all right, with a rod of iron in the days to come. Most all of the world is going to be forced into a bent knee and the rule of Christ. We do not need to be dominionists today. We take dominion of the earth and animals. We don't take dominion over Satan's wicked kingdom. Christ is coming. The government will be upon his shoulders. That's when there's a new Jerusalem, a new heaven, and a new earth. I hope that blessed you. Don't be deceived by these Christian nationalists. Go to don'tperish.com. Look up my teaching blog. Look up my articles on Christian nationalists, their wicked patriotism, their wicked worldliness, their false gospels. They're selling the things of God. They're linking to politics. It will not stand in the day of judgment. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. I'm blessed today. I got a brother I'm meeting with at a park here with Sister Debbie, and we're getting to talk to a new brother, potentially, that wants to be discipled from another state. We're going to have a conference call with him, encourage him in the Word of God. We're so thankful that God has put us in touch with true holy saints. We hope you are one of them. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.